Lord, we want to thank you for the Bible.
主啊，我们要为圣经献上感恩。
We keep going back to it, Lord, because we believe that it's just like our natural food.
其实啊，我们一直呢回到圣经里面，因为我们相信这是跟我们的自然的食物是一样的。
We believe we've got to eat it for strength and for growth and for wisdom.
所以我们觉得呢，我们要去吃它，吃它呢，就是为了我们的成长，为了我们的就是智慧，为了我们的学理解。
And so to this end, we pray that you will bless us this afternoon.
所以呢，就是以这种原因呢，我们祈求您呢，今天下午赐福给我们。
So then, thank you in advance, and we pray that your blessing will be upon us.
所以我们提前感恩，我们呢就是祷告您的赐福会降临在我们每一个人身上。
And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.All right, well, we're going through this book of Exodus. It's a little bit difficult because there are a lot of words, and the theme is basically one of preparations to serve the Lord.
因为我们呢要来学习出埃及记，出埃及呢，因为这边里头呢有很多的词和细节呢，对我们来说有点难。这个基本上跟我们讲到的是怎么样去预备去服侍主。
And you remember, it took them a long time. It took them 9 months to get from arriving at Sinai to leaving Sinai. The reason was they had to prepare a place for the Lord to meet them.
因为这里面的经文，你们大家也知道，在这里呢花了他们很长的时间，从他们呢到那个西奈山和离开西奈山，也大概有9个月。这个里面的原因是呢。他们在那里要准备好要去服侍主。
So, we've gone through the story of the children of Israel having made the golden calf and having returned from the, following the Lord to the calf of Egypt, and they got into deep trouble.
因为我们知道呢，就是我们学过了，就是关于他们呢，造了一个金牛犊，见牛犊呢，他们离开了神呢，又回去敬拜他们的埃及的那种牛犊的神。
And so the Lord had delivered Moses from that, and Moses now is requested to go back to meet the Lord in the mountain.
因为就是主呢要惩罚他们，所以摩西呢必须为他们求情，所以摩西呢就必须决定回到那个山上去再次见神。
But in verse 18 of chapter 33 of Exodus, we have a very interesting request.
因为在那个
verse 18.
Yeah, 是在33章的第18节里，我们有一个非常有意思的那个要求。
He said,Please show me your glory.
求你向我显示你的荣耀。
He'd been with the Lord. He'd seen many miracles.
一直跟主在一起，他也看到了很多的奇迹。
But he had, he said, there's more that I want to see. I want to see the glory.Of the Lord.
然后呢，我还要看更多的东西。我想要看神的荣耀。
And so the response now of the Lord to that request is verse 19.
因为就是说是啊，那个主给他的回答呢，就这样的要求呢，是在第十九节里。
He said, "I will make my goodness pass before you. I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will have compassion."On whom I will have compassion.
第十九节说，耶和华说，我要显我一切的恩慈在你面前经过，在你面前宣告耶和华的名。我要恩待谁就恩待谁，我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
So the Lord basically says, Moses, I'll show you my glory, but I'm going to show you my goodness, and I'm going to show you my name, and I was going to show you my Grace, and I'm going to show you my compassion.
所以主呢，基本上呢，跟他说呢，我要向你显示我的荣耀。基本上呢，我要向你显示我的恩慈，我要向你显示我的名，我要向你显示我的恩典和怜悯。
But he says you can't see my face and live.
但是他说呢，你不可能见了我的面还活着。
So verse 21, the Lord said, "Here is a place by me." And you shall stand on the rock.
第二十一节说，那耶和华说，看哪，在我这里有个地方，要站在磐石上。
So it shall be while my glory passes by, that I will put you in the cleft of the rock, and will cover you with my hand while I pass by.
第二十二节说，那我的荣耀经过的时候呢，我必将你放在磐石穴中，用我的手呢遮盖你，等我过去。
Then I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen.
第二三节说，然后我要将我的手收回，你就能看见我的背，却不见我的面。
So if you wanted to see the glory of the Lord, what would you do?
所以呢，如果你想要见主的荣耀，那你会做什么呢？
Well, you'd probably be like Moses, you'd say,I would like to see your back.
因为你有可能像摩西那样说呢，我想看您的背。
What's the difference between seeing the face and seeing the back?
那么见面和见背有什么区别呢？
Well, when you see the face, you see what's coming.
因为你看到面呢，你就知道要将要来的是什么。
When you see the face, you see what he's doing.
你看他的面呢，你就看见他在做什么。
But when you see the back, you see what the person has already done.
所以当你看他的背的时候，你看见那个人已经做完的事情。
You want to see the glory of God? See what he has done.
所以你想要见神的荣耀吗？你去见他已经完成的工作。
How would you do that?
怎么样去做呢？
Well, you'd read the Bible.
读圣经。
And you'd see all the things that the Lord has done.
你看到所有的主呢完成的工作。
Then you'd look around.
然后你环顾周围。
And you might say, I wonder what he did yesterday. So you'd look around to see what he did yesterday. And you'd say, wow, that's beautiful. That's the glory of the Lord. Look what he did yesterday.
你说呢，我想看看昨天他做的什么。你看到昨天主完成那期工作时候说，哇，这个是太好了，所以这个时候呢，你看到了神的荣耀。
You will have a hard time seeing, understanding the glory of the Lord by looking at tomorrow.
因为你很难就是看到神的荣耀去通过去期待明天。
Because you don't see what he's going to do tomorrow.
因为你不知道他明天在做什么。
And even if you look at prophecy, you'll have a hard time understanding precisely what he's doing.
就算你去读先知书，那你也很难知道他到底准确的要去做什么。
But if you look at if you look at the Bible, and you look at yesterday through the teaching of the Bible, you will begin to see the glory of the Lord.
因为如果你去读圣经呢，你就会看到，通过圣经看到他昨天的所做的所有的事情，这样呢，你就能够看见神的荣耀。
So this was God's plan for Moses.
所以这是神给摩西定的计划。
Verse 34, chapter 34.
34章。
And the Lord said to Moses, cut two tables of stone, like the first ones, and I will write on these tables the words,that were on the first tablets which you broke.
也就是说呢，耶和华对摩西说，你要凿出两块石板，和先前你摔碎的那板一样，其上的字我要写在这板上。
So he says, verse 2, be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning to Mount Sinai, and present yourself to me there on the top of the mountain.
第二节说，明天早晨你要预备好了，上西奈山，在山顶上站在我面前。
And no man shall come up with you. Let no man be seen throughout all the mountain. Let neither flocks nor herds feed before the mountain.
第三节说，谁也不可和你一起上去，遍山都不可有人，在山根也不可叫羊群、牛群吃草。
So he cut two tablets of stone, like the first ones.
所以呢，摩西呢就凿了两块石板，跟以前一样。
And frankly, I don't know how he did that.
坦率说，我不知道他怎么做到的。
How do you cut two tablets of stone?
你怎样去凿出两块石板
？But he figured out how to do it, and he did it.
他想出来怎么做，而且做到了。
Then Moses rose early in the morning and went up to Mount Sinai as the Lord had commanded him, and he took in his hand the two tablets of stone.
所以第四节继续说，清晨起来，照着耶和华吩咐他的上西奈山去，手里拿着两块石板。
And so one of the lines that my mother used to like quoting from the Bible more than any other really was the little line that says, "And Moses rose up early in the morning."
这个里面我的妈妈呢，通常呢，引用圣经里的一句话呢，就是引用的最多的是呢，就是摩西清晨早起。
She said, "Harold, if you're going to amount to anything, you'd better rise up early in the morning."
这个是 Harold 啊，你要做好什么事情呢？你最好在每天早上早点起来。
Abraham rose up early in the morning to go and offer Isaac.
所以呢，亚伯拉罕呢，清早起来去献祭以撒。
Moses rose up early in the morning to go and do the work of God to meet the Lord on the mountain.
所以摩西呢，早起呢，他呢，去上山呢，去做神的工作，在山上呢，去遇见神。
Don't be a sleep-in person. Get up early in the morning.
不要成为一个贪睡的人，要早起。
All right, he took in his hand the two tablets of stone.
你的手里拿两块石板。
I've told you before, the men of God were often strong men. How would you like to climb a mountain with two tablets of stone in your hands, one on each side?
因为我通常说那些属神的人呢，他们通常会是非常强壮的人。你怎么能够把两块石板一边抱一个，夹一个，然后走到山上去呢？
All right, verse 5 says, Then the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there on the mountain.And the Lord proclaimed the name of the Lord.
第五节说耶和华在云中降临，和摩西一同站在那里，宣告耶和华的名。
And the Lord passed before Moses.
这耶和华，这那个就是说是主呢，就通过摩西。
And this is the glory that the Lord saw, that Moses saw.
这就是说摩西看到的耶和华的荣耀。
The Lord proclaimed, "Good afternoon, welcome, welcome."
欢迎欢迎，下午好。
All right, the Lord proclaimed, verse 6, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, by no means clearing the guilty.Visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and the children's children to the third and the fourth generation.
出埃及记34章第六、第七节，第六节说，耶和华在他面前宣告说，耶和华神有怜悯，有恩典，恒久忍耐，满有良善和真理，为千万人存留怜悯，赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶，万不以有罪为无罪，必追讨这罪。从父辈到孩子们，到孩子们的孩子们，直到三四代。
All right, verse 8, so Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshiped the Lord.
第八节是摩西急忙头伏于地敬拜。
What did Moses want to see?
摩西想看什么？
He wanted to see the glory of the Lord.
他想要看神的荣耀。
What did he see?
让他看见了什么?
Well, he didn't see very much. He saw the hand of the Lord in front of him.
他并没有看到太多东西，他看到呢，耶和华的手挡在他面前。
He couldn't see through the hand of the Lord.
不能就是穿透主的手去看。
What did he get?
让他得到什么?
He got the words of the Lord.
他呢，听到了神说的话。
You want to see the glory of the Lord?You study his words.
所以呢，你想要看神的荣耀吗？你去学习他的话。
What do we know about this God that Moses was serving?
所以我们对摩西服侍的这个神呢，我们了解多少？
Again, Exodus chapter 34 and verse 6.
再一次，出埃及记34章第六节。
The Lord proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious.
因为这个第六节说呢，耶和华在他面前宣告说呢，耶和华神有怜悯，有恩典。
What kind of God do you serve?
你是服侍什么样的神呢？
I serve a merciful God.
我呢服侍一个有怜悯的神。
Is that important?
这个重要吗？
Sure is in my life. If he gave me everything I deserve, I wouldn't get very much. He's merciful. He gives me all kinds of wonderful things.
其实在我的人生里他是沉溺的，因为呢他如果只是给我应得的东西呢，我得不到什么东西，因为他蛮有怜悯，他给了我赐给我任何我需要的东西。
He's not just merciful, he's gracious.
他不仅仅只是有怜悯，而且有恩典。
What's the difference between mercy and grace?
所以怜悯和恩典有什么区别？
Mercy is he doesn't give me the bad things I deserve.
所以呢，怜悯是他没有给我那些不好的东西是我该得的。
Grace is he gives me the good things I don't deserve.
所以恩典是他给我那些美事呢是我不配得的。
I like that.
我喜欢这一点。
But he's also long suffering.
但同样他是很久忍耐。
He's long suffering with me.
他对我很久忍耐。
And when I do things I shouldn't do, he still loves me.
当我做一些不该做的事情以后呢，他仍然爱我。
He's like the mother who keeps on training the child.
他呢就是像个母亲一样，一直在训练孩子。
How often do you have to say something to teach children?
所以当你教导孩子的时候，你要有多经常的去说一些话呢？
Sometimes the teacher in school has got to work on the principle that to teach it, you've got to repeat it and teach it 100 times.
所以有时候在学校老师呢，他们必须遵循这个原则，为了教会你呢，你必须把他教的东西呢重复100遍。
Sometimes mommy says, Johnny, I've told you that 3 times.
有时候妈妈说那叫你我已经跟你说过三次了。
God says, Harold, I've told you that 100 times.
所以人说呢 ,Harold, 我已经跟你说过100次了。
Oh, I say, thank you, Lord, you're long suffering.
所以主啊感谢您呢，您很久忍耐啊。
And the next line is, abounding in goodness.
下一句说呢满有良善。
I don't really know what that means after all the other things. Abounding in goodness. We talked earlier about abundance.
所有的那些都说呢有爱呢，我不知道满有良善到底是什么意思。那么说呢，我们今天早晨呢学到了一个就是丰富满有的那个。
Here we've got abundance.
这里我们再次有这个丰盛。
Abundance of what?
丰盛有什么有丰盛呢？
Goodness.
良善。
You ever enjoy a good meal and you say, boy, that was good.
所以你有没有吃过一个好吃的东西，你说，哎呀，太好吃了。
God is abounding in goodness. He keeps on giving us good, good, good.
所以呢，神呢，他的给我们的良善是丰盛的，他一直给我们这些好的，好的，好的，好的东西。
Now, did you get it? All of this in the context of truth.
所以你有没有领会到呢？所有的这些都是基于真理上的。
Verse 7, keeping mercy for thousands.
第七节说为千万人存留怜悯。
How merciful is God?
神是有多有怜悯呢？
Well, he's merciful to me, and frankly, he's merciful to my friends too.
所以坦率说他对我蛮有怜悯，同样呢对我的朋友们呢也蛮有怜悯。
I got a few friends around the table today, and he's merciful to all of us.
所以我今天呢在这个桌子周围呢有很多的朋友，但是他对我们所有人呢都是蛮有怜悯。
What do we know about our God?
我们对我们的神了解多少？
He's merciful to far more than just around this table.
所以他对所有人怜悯呢，就是这些人数远远超过我们桌子周围的人。
He's keeping mercy for thousands.
他为千万人存留怜悯。
He's forgiving iniquity and sin.
他赦免罪孽过犯。
How many sins has he forgiven for you?
他
Well, if you've trusted him as Savior, the answer is all your sins. All your transgression when you went the wrong way. All your sins when you missed the mark, you were going to do it this way, you did it wrong.
因为所有你的罪恶，当年你错过了那个靶心，当你要做这样的事情的时候，那你完全做错了。
That's the glory of the Lord.
这是神的荣耀。
And by no means clearing the guilty.
万不以有罪为无罪。
That means if someone is guilty, the Lord won't clear him.
就是这个意味着，如果有些人有罪呢，神呢不会以为他无罪。
Does that contribute to his glory or not?
这个呢，就是是不是 对他的那个就是荣耀有影响或者没有？
A lot of people say if God was good, he'd forgive everybody.
所以有些人说呢，神是良善的，他呢，赦免每一个人。
That's nonsense.
这个没有任何道理。
You speak to the school teacher, Norma will tell you.
所以你跟那学校的老师去讲，Norma有这种感受。
If you're going to have a good class, you've got to make sure that you're gracious and merciful to all the children in the class.
因为你要有一个很好的，就是一个班级，那么说呢，要确保了你对所有的班级的人都有恩典和怜悯。
And when someone does something wrong, what do you do?
那有些人做错事情的时候，你应该怎么做？
The good teacher says, you can't do that here.
因为好的老师说呢，在这里你不能这么做。
You can let the bad boy be a bad boy in class.
你不能让一个坏孩子在课堂里成为坏孩子。
But after the class turns to chaos.
因为当那整个的班级乱套了。
Nobody is going to say, that was a good teacher.
没有人说那这个老师是个好老师。
The good teacher is one who deals with the guilty.
因为这个好的老师呢，是那位去解决那些不好的事情的。
That's glory.
这是荣耀。
You go to the class and all the children are good children.
你去到那个课堂呢，所有的孩子都是好孩子。
And you say that's very, very nice.
因为这个太好了。
And then you find out that all the good children in the class used to be bad children.
所以你会发现呢，就所有的那些在课堂里的那些好孩子呢，过去都是坏孩子。
And the Lord transformed them from being bad children to being good children.
主呢，转变了他们，把他们从坏孩子呢，转变成为好孩子。
That's glory.
这是荣耀。
All right, what's happening here? The glory of the Lord is that he by no means clears the guilty. He visits the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and the children's children to the third and fourth generation.
这里什么是神的荣耀呢？神仍然是他万不以有罪为无罪，必追讨这罪，从父辈的孩子们到孩子们的孩子们，直到三四代。
So the Lord doesn't just say to people, all right, you're forgiven, everything's fine.
所以主呢，并没有只是说对人说呢，你已经赦免了，所以一切都没事了。
But he deals with the sin to the third and fourth generation.
同样的，他会去追讨这罪，从呢直到三四代。
Is there such a thing as sin carrying on from father to son?
所以有没有这样的一些罪呢？
可以从父亲的传到儿子。Sometimes you'll say to yourself, I know why I did that. That's exactly what my father did. That's exactly what my mother did.
所以有时候呢，你做了那件事，你说呢，我知道为什么我这么做，是因为我的父亲那么做，我的母亲也那么做。And
our God is a God who is so glorious that he deals with the issue down to the third and the fourth generation.
所以我们的神呢，是如此荣耀的一位神呢，他去针对这个从第一代到第二代，直到三四代。Now,
if you wanted to see the glory of the Lord, what would you do?
如果你想要见主的荣耀，你怎么做？
We could look up in the heavens at night, see the stars.
所以你可以在晚上呢，望天空，看到那些星星。
You could get yourself a telescope and see a whole lot more stars.
你可以搞到一个天文望远镜，你可以看到更多的东西。
And you would say, well, it's obvious our God is glorious.
所以你说这个太明显了，我们的神是荣耀的神。
But is there more to that?
还有比这更多的吗？
And the answer is yes. You could go take a look at the hummingbird.
也是是的，你可以去看一下那些蜂鸟。
And you could look at the rhododendron.
也可以看那些rhododendron。
And you would say, oh, that's amazing.
你说这个,
Our God is glorious.
这个太神奇了，我们的神是蛮有荣耀的。
And then you would look at the Bible.
然后你看圣经。
And you would see the character of God.
你可以看到神的本性。
And you would say the character of God far exceeds the glory of the stars in the universe.
你会发现呢，就是神的本性呢。 祂的荣耀远远超过宇宙的星星。
The character of God and the glorious way in which he deals with people is far more wonderful than the way he deals with the hummingbirds and the rhododendron and all the other things he's made.
这个里面呢，就是说神呢，在里面的圣经里神的本性呢，就是他们去针对那些人呢，远远的超过他去针对那些蜂鸟啊，还有那些什么，应该是蒲公英之类的。
And so Moses listened to the Lord as he proclaimed his character to Moses. And Moses, verse 9, made haste, bowed his head toward the earth and worshipped.
因为里面呢，就是说摩神呢，向摩西呢展示了这么多的荣耀，所以呢，以至于摩西呢，在第八节里，摩西急忙投伏于地敬拜。
All right, verse 9. Then Moses said, If now I have found grace in your sight, O Lord, let my Lord, I pray you, go among us, even though we are a stiff-necked people. And pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us as your
inheritance。第九节说：“他说，主啊，我若在你眼前蒙恩，求你在我们中间同行，因为这是应着景象的百姓，又求你赦免我们的罪孽和罪恶，以我们为你的产业。”Now
he's saying here, O Lord, first of all, go among us.
因为他在这里首，他跟主说呢，首先呢，求你来在我们中间同行。
Repeatedly, since the children of Israel fell at the golden calf, repeatedly the Lord had said, I will send my angel among you. I won't go with you, I'll send my angel.
因为一直不断地重复，因为以色列的人呢，他们在那个金牛犊里跌倒以后呢，主说呢，我要差我的天使在你们中间与你们同行，我会与你们同行。
And so Moses is still asking the Lord to go with him.
所以摩西呢，仍然在请求主与他同行。
Then he says, pardon our iniquity and our sin.
所以他说，又说呢，求你赦免我们的罪孽和罪恶。
Then he says, take us as your inheritance.
然后他说呢，以我们为你的产业。
All right. What do you think when you think about an inheritance? Well, I'll tell you what I think. I heard a story once about a man who had an aunt, and he didn't really know her. But one day he got a letter from the lawyer, and the lawyer said, Your aunt has just died, and she left you $3 million.
所以我告诉你们，我是怎么看待这个产业的。我读到这么一个故事，有一个人呢，他有一个婶婶，他呢其实根本就跟他不熟。有一天呢，他收到一个律师给他的一封信，说你的婶婶呢刚刚死了，他给你留下了300万的遗产。
I said, I would like an aunt like that. I wish I'd had an aunt like that.
我就说，我太想有那样一个婶婶了。如果有这样婶婶，太好了。Okay,
so sometimes we say, now listen, if you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, He will give you a good inheritance.
因为就是有时候你自己说呢。 如果你相信了主耶稣基督为你的救主的话呢，他会留给你产业。
Now, if you trust the Lord as Savior, what will you inherit?
所以呢，如果你相信了主耶稣基督，那么说呢，你会继承什么呢？
$1 million?
一百万。
If you trust the Lord as your Savior, will you get $3 million?
如果你相信了主耶稣基督为你救主，你会得到300万吗？
What is the answer to Scripture?
那么圣经里给我们的答案是什么？
It's the book of Revelation, chapter 21, and it says, He who overcomes will inherit.
因为那个在启示录里就说是22章、21章，你说那些得胜的他会承受什么？
He will inherit.
他们会承受。
I guess we're all turning to it because it's important. Hebrews, sorry, Revelation, chapter.I found it. How do you like that? I lost my notes for my message this morning, and I just found it in the back of my Bible here.
因为就是我们最好非常重要，我们翻到启示录里。但是我今天早上呢，就是说是把我的那个笔记给丢了。但是我一翻呢，恰好翻那里啊，我怎么做到的呢？
Revelation chapter 21,
启示录二十一章
and verse 7,
第七节
what's it say?
这是什么
He who overcomes will inherit
那些得胜的必承受
all things
一切
raise your hand if you don't think that's enough
因为如果你认为这还不够的话请举手
Okay, that's a good deal.
这个好事情。
What does God get?
那么神得到。
You get the inheritance from Him. You get all things. What does God get?
因为你得到了你承受的一切从神那里，那么神得到了什么呢？
Back to Exodus 34 verse 9. What does God get?
我们回到那出埃及记的34章的第9节，他神得到的是什么呢
？Moses says, "Would you please take us as your inheritance?"
你主说，那个摩西说呢，求您呢以我们为你的产业。
Who gets the better deal?
谁得到最好的东西？
Well.God basically says, you know, Moses, I'm going to take you as my inheritance, and I'm going to make you so good and so valuable that I will get the best deal on this inheritance swap.
这里面呢，这就是说是神跟摩西说呢，我要以把你变成我的产业。那么说呢？这个时候呢，我要让你呢通过，就是说你继承的那一部分，然后呢确保就是我得到最好的那一部分。
Can you imagine how good I'm going to be when I am of such great value that God is going to rejoice that He gets me as His inheritance?
所以你觉得呢我要有多好多有价值当神得到我作为他的产业的时候呢他会内心有喜乐呢
I say that's incredible.
我这个是不难以想象的。
How could I be so valuable that he would want to inherit me?
所以呢我怎么可能有如此大的价值他要我做他的产业呢
Just think about that for a minute.
你呢思考一两分钟。
I get to inherit all things from him. That's good.
我要从他那里得到一切，这是好的。
He gets to inherit me.
他也要以我为产业。
He gets the better deal.
他得到的是最好的那部分。
What is my potential value
我的潜在的价值是什么？
Extremely great.
极大。
You look yourself in the mirror.
你自己照照镜子。
And you say, do you know how valuable you are, Harold? God is excited about inheriting you.
所以你在那个镜子里说是 Harold, 你这个你应该非常感到兴奋，因为神要你这么大家，神要让你做他的产业。
Sometimes before she's married, she looks herself in the mirror and says, I can't believe it. He wants to marry me.
所以有时候那个女的在结婚之前呢，她照照镜子，她说呢，我认为这是难以置信的，她想娶我。
Sometimes he looks himself in the mirror.
所以有时候那个男的呢也照镜子。
And he said, I can't believe it. I asked her to marry me, and she said yes.
所以你说我简直不敢相信，我要她嫁给我，她说好吧。
Why would she ever do that to me?
他为什么要这样对我呢？
Moses, here we are back now. Exodus 34:9.
因为摩西在这里，我们呢再次回到出埃及记第34章第九节。
Moses says, here's the deal, God. You take us as your inheritance.
摩西说呢，耶和华，我们来做个交易，你让我们做你的产业。
And verse 10 says, and the Lord said, Moses, you're crazy. You can't talk. What are you talking about?
第十节说呢，他说摩西啊，你疯了吗？你在说什么？你在说什么？
This is what the Lord says, verse 10. Behold, I make a covenant before all your people. I will do marvels such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation.And all the people among whom you are shall see the work of the Lord, for it is an awesome thing that I will do with you.
第十节耶和华说呢，看到我要立约，要在你所有的百姓面前行奇妙的事，是在遍地和万国中没有行过的，在你中间所有的人要看见耶和华的作为，因为我向你所行的是可畏惧的事。
Are these good promises?
这是好的应许吗？
Did he do that?
他有没有那么做？
Did God do any miracles for Israel?
神在以色列为以色列做了任何的神迹吗？
Yes, what kind of miracles?
是什么类型的神迹呢？
A miracle such as have not been done in all the earth.
所以这些呢就是说是神迹在地上从来没有行过的。
Or in any nation.
也没有在任何国中行过。
Can you think of any miracles that happened like that?
你有没有你可以想到任何的就是说是发生的神迹像这样的呢？
Joshua one day said, Lord, we're in the middle of a battle and we haven't won yet. Would you please keep the sun from going down so that the day will be longer so that we can fight against our enemies?
有一次呢，约书亚在打仗的时候，他说主啊，我们现在这个仗还没打完，所以呢，求您呢，能不能让那个日头呢，显在空中多待一会儿，直到我们把仗打完呢？
And the Lord said, sure, I can do that, Joshua.
那个主说呢，约书亚，我可以做到。
And sunset came about 8 hours later that day.
所以那天呢，太阳落山呢，推迟了8个小时。
That's what God says I'll do. I'll do a few marvels like that. I'll do a few things that have never been done in any nation.
因为那个这是神在这里所说的，他说我要做很多事情，做任何事情的那些事情在地上从来没发生过，在任何国家也没做过。
Moses said, Lord, I'd like you to show me your glory.
因为摩西说呢，这耶和华，我要看看您的荣耀。
And then the Lord says, well, I'll tell you what my glory is. And then he says, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do after that.
因为主说呢，就是说我要告诉你呢，我的荣耀是什么。但是在你呢，我告诉以后呢，我要告诉你我在这之后我要做什么。
Verse 11.Observe what I command you this day. Behold, I am driving out from before you the Amorite, the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite.
第十节说我今天所吩咐你的你要谨守看呢，我要从你面前赶出亚玛利亚人、迦南人、赫人、比利洗人、西魏人、耶布斯人。
These were the six great enemies that the children of Israel were going to have when they went into the promised land.
这就是说以色列的孩子们当他们进到迦应许之地以后，他们有的最大的几个敌人。
Lord says, don't worry about that. I'll drive them all out.
所以呢，主说呢，不要担心，我会把他们赶出去。
Is that all good news?
这些都是好消息吗？
Yeah, it's all good news. Incredibly good news.
是的，都是好消息，是令人难以相信的好消息。
Now what's he say in verse 12?
第十二节他说的什么？
He says, take heed to yourself.
他说你要谨慎。
Lest you make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land where you're going. Lest it be a snare in your midst. But you shall destroy their altars.Break their sacred pillars and cut down their wooden images.
然后第十二节、第十三节，第十二节说呢，你要谨慎，不可与你所去那地的居民立约，恐怕成为你们中间的网罗，却要拆毁他们的祭坛，打碎他们的柱像，砍下他们的木偶。
Would you like to get all that?
你想要得到所有那些吗？
And they say, sure. And the Lord says, I'll give it all to you.
就说肯定想要呢，主说好吧，我把这些给你们。
But you got to remember this. Don't make a covenant with them.
对，你要记住这些，你不可与他们立约。
When you get in there, destroy your altars.
所以当你到那里说要毁掉他们的祭坛。
Break down their sacred pillars.
打碎他们的柱像。
Cut down their images.
砍下他们的木偶。
Why would you do that?
你为什么要做那些？
Well, verse 15 says, we'll get there, lest you make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land.
所以这个里面呢，就是这是在第十五节，当我们读到那时候知道呢，就只怕你与那地的居民立约。
If you're going to get the good things from God, what are you going to have to do?
如果你要从神那里得到那些美事，你要做什么咯？
Make sure that you get rid of the bad things that are in your land and in your house and in your life. You get rid of all those bad things and I will do the good things for you.
所以你要确保在你的家里，在你住的地方，在你人生里，把那些坏事那都除掉。主说呢，你除掉你的坏事，我会在你人生里做主。
Got any bad things you know of in your personal life that you could get rid of?
你有没有想到过有些在你的人生里有那些坏的东西要除掉的呢？
I told you about my grandfather, our grandfather, and he found some bad things in his house. I guess maybe one of his sons got them, I'm not sure.
我呢跟大家已经讲过，我的爷爷呢，其实在他家里有些坏的东西，一坏的东西是他其中的一个儿子搞来的，我不确定到底是谁。
I think it was a bad book.
是一本坏书。
It might have had some bad pictures in it, I don't know.
里面可能有一些坏的图像，我不知道。
All I know is that when he found it, he took it out to burn it.
因为所有呢，我知道的是，当他发现那本书以后，他拿出去给烧了。
But before he burned it, he put it on the chopping block, and he brought his axe, boom, boom, and he chopped it all into little pieces, and then he burned it.
在他烧之前呢，他把那那个就是书放在那个墩子上，拿出他的斧头，嘣嘣嘣，全部削碎，剁碎以后再烧。
Well, that's a good thing to do, isn't it?
这是一个好的事情，做是不是
？What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to burn all those things that were part of the worship of those evil gods. Get rid of them.
对他要做的是什么呢？他应该做的是去把那些所有的那些坏的，就是说去敬拜那些假神的东西呢，把它都除掉。
What did the Ephesians do?
以弗所人做了些什么？
Well, they had a lot of bad things in their house too.
他们在他们家里有很多坏东西。
So they said, I think we ought to burn these things. You can read all about it in Acts chapter whatever it is, maybe 20.
你说我们要把这所有东西都除掉，你可以在使徒行传里到底是哪一章呢？也许20章里面。
So they got together with all those bad things and they built a fire, and they threw the stuff on the fire.
然后呢，他们就是把那个就所有的坏东西在在外面堆起来，在里面放上了干柴以后把它烧了。
In our day, if they were to value in our dollars the amount of money, the value of the things they put on the fire, how much would that money be?
在我们今天如果我们用每年做那个价值的来计算，当时他们那烧掉的那些坏东西价值多少呢？
Three things they could do with it.
他们有三件事情可以做。
Number one, they could keep it.
一个他们可以留着。
Number two, they could sell it.
第二个他们可以卖掉。
Number three, they could just burn it.
第三个他们就烧了。
How, what is the value of what they burned?
他们烧的价值是多少？
$5 million.
500万美元。
When was the last time you went to a $5 million bonfire and watched?
你上次呢，你去看一个把500万美元的价值东西烧掉，你在旁边观看的是什么时候？
And watch the Christians burn up the stuff that could be used in the worship of false gods.
Wow. 基督徒呢，他们呢把那些的是有可能用在去敬拜假神的东西，全部都烧掉了，哇。Okay,
so verse 13 again, break, you shall destroy their altars, break down their pillars, cut down their wooden images.
第三就是说，却要拆毁他们的祭坛，打碎他们的柱像，砍下他们的木偶。
Why would you do that?
你为什么要这么做？
Because God promised to be a great blessing to you.
因为那神呢，他应许了，你要谨慎，这样的话呢，他会把那个大的福气赐给你。
I think it was Louis Palau tells the story.
我认为呢，一个叫 Louis Palau 的给我们讲了故事。
Louis Palau was sort of the Billy Graham of Latin America. He spoke Spanish and he was raised in Argentina. He was a great outstanding man of God.
因为 Louis Brown 呢，他是那个葛培利的其中的一个人，他主要在拉丁美洲服侍，但是他呢在拉丁美洲一个国家长大了，他讲那个就是说西班牙语。
By the grace of God, he actually preached at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel many years ago.
因为他是一个非常敬虔的人，借着神的恩典呢，有一次他呢我们第16届福音教堂讲道。
So anyway, he was, as a teenager, I believe, he was invited to go to Mardi Gras.
因为就是我认为呢，他当时是个那个年轻人的时候，他被邀请去参加一个叫什么 Mardi Gras 的。
Mardi Gras is a big party that people, especially in the Spanish-speaking world, go to and. Very often, when people go there, they do bad things.
Mardi Gras 呢是那些讲西班牙语的人的一个大的非常大的聚会。当他们呢通常呢去参加那个聚会的时候呢，他们会干很多的坏事。
He was going to go to Mardi Gras.
他呢准备去参加那个 Mardi Gras.
And his conscience said to him, Luis, if you go to Mardi Gras, you will end up doing something probably that you will should not do. You'd better not go.
他的良心跟他说，那Louis，如果那年去参加那个 Mardi Gras， 你有可能做一些你不该做的事情，所以你最好不要去。And
so he decided not to go. I think his friends came to pick him up. And when he got to his house, he said, I'm sorry, I've decided I'm not going to go to Mardi Gras. If I go, I might do something I shouldn't do.
他呢，其实呢，他决定不去呢，但是他的朋友前来接他，他说呢，你最好跟我们去参加这个 Mardi Gras 那个，他说呢，他说我最好不要去，因为我呢，如果去了，干了一些会干一些我不该做的事情，所以他没有去。So
he was sitting down in his house in Argentina and in his late teens. And they went, and he thought, what should I do instead?
然后呢，他在阿根廷呢，在他家里的坐下，坐下呢，他没有去参加 Mardi Gras， 他说，那么说呢，取而代之，我应该做点什么呢？
So he said to himself, I guess I should probably get rid of some of the things that I have that aren't helping me in my Christian life.
所以他说我应该呢除掉一些在我的基督徒的人生中有些东西呢，他对我没有什么帮助的。
So he went to his bookshelf and he saw some books that weren't good.
他去看他的书架，他看到书架上有些的不好的书。
So he lit a bonfire in the fireplace in his house and put the books on the fire.
然后呢，他在他家里的壁炉烧着了，把那些说是那个坏的书扔到壁炉里去烧了。
And then he saw some records or something like that that he had, so he put them on the fire.
他看到一些呢，就是说是一些录音呐、或者什么东西跟那类似的，他也扔到里头烧了。
When all of his friends were at the party, he was burning up bad things that he collected in his house.
当他所有的朋友都去参加聚会的时候，他在家里把那些坏的东西呢全部都烧了。
What do you think happened?
你认为发生什么？
Well, instead of doing something terrible that would have ruined his life, he did something wonderful, and God put his hand on him and used him in a mighty way.
另外就是日本男的，他应该去做一些坏事，把他人生整个毁了，但是他却呢在去做一些好事，那么神的大能的手在他身上，把他变成属神的一个大能的人。
Now God says, Moses, I'll do wonderful things for you, but you must remember, you must not get involved with those wicked gods.Those wicked people. Cut down, get rid of everything that's associated with them.
所以呢，神说呢，摩西呢，我还在你人生里行奇妙的事情，所以呢，你自己要确保呢，你不要和那些假神有任何的关联，要确保呢，你把他和那假神有关的那些什么东西呢，全部给那个毁掉。
34:14, for you shall worship no other God.For the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God.
第十四节，第三十四章出埃及记，第十四节说，不可敬拜别神，因为耶和华是嫉妒的神，名为嫉妒。
Don't compromise.
不要去妥协。
Get rid of those things which shouldn't be there.
你把那些呢，就是不应该在那些东西都除掉。
And then verse 15 says, lest you make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land.
第十五节说呢，只怕你与那当地的居民立约。
So you've got a, what's the word I want now? You've got an option here, Moses. You either make a covenant with me, or you can make a covenant with the people of the land.
因为神说摩西那我要用个什么词呢就是你这里你有个选项你或者说是与居民立约的当地的居民立约或者与我立约。
And so you say, well, I don't want to make a covenant with the people of the land, I'd rather make a covenant with you. And God says, all right, then make sure that you do these things, get rid of these bad things out of your life, lest you make a covenant with the people of the land.
所以这个里面的意思就是神说呢，你说的神呢，我当然不想与那地的居民立约，我要与神立约。那么说呢，神说呢，那么说你要与我立约的话，你要确保你把这些那个坏的东西上面讲的全部都除掉，只怕你们与那地的居民立约。
All right, verse 15 again. Lest you make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they play the harlot with their gods.And make sacrifice to their gods, and one of them invites you, and you eat of his sacrifice.
第十五节说呢，只怕你与那地的居民立约，百姓神随从他们的神，就行邪淫，向他们的神献祭。有人叫你，你便吃他们的祭物。
Don't go along with them. Don't get started.
所以不要跟他们在一起，都不要开始。
They could invite you.To go to their sacrifice.
他们有可能没邀请你去参加他们的献祭。
Now, if you cut off everything ahead of time, they probably won't even invite you.
因为你就是要提前把那些东西呢都除掉了，他们有可能都不会邀请你。
And do you know what happens if they don't invite you?
如果他们不邀请你，你知道发生了什么吗？
You don't have to say no.
你就不用说不。
It's easy.
太容易了。
Verse 16, what happens if you say yes?
第十六节，如果说你说是，会发生什么？
you could take of his daughters for your sons, and his daughters play the harlot with their son, their gods, and make your sons play the harlot with their gods.
第第十六节说，又为你的儿子娶他们的女儿为妻，他们的女儿随从他们的神行邪淫，使你的儿子也随从他们的神行邪淫。
What's God's blessing for you?
神对你的赐福是什么？
You become the Lord's wife, the Lord's bride, rather. You become Jesus' bride, and you inherit all things.
因为你会成为主的妻子，应该说是新娘，你会成为主耶稣基督的新娘，他会赐福你。
What's the alternative?
那么呢，选项是什么？
You marry their gods.
你会跟他们的神结婚。
And you lose everything.
你会失去一切。
What a contrast.
多么鲜明的对比。
And so verse 17 says, you shall make no molten gods for yourself.
所以第十七节说不可为自己铸造神像。
Don't get near it.
都不要靠近那些事情。
What are the three major problems that Christians fall into?
所以呢，就是基督徒能够跌落进去的三个主要的问题是什么？
Number one, they chase money.
第一个，他们追求金钱。
Number two, they chase immoral relationships.
第二个呢，他们就是追求那种淫乱的生活。
Number three, they fall into idolatry, and the three usually go together.
第三个呢，他们去拜偶像，这三样呢，通常呢都是一起来的。
Verse 18, the feast of unleavened bread you shall keep. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, as I commanded you in the appointed time of the month Abib. For in the month of Abib, you came out of Egypt.
第十八节，你要守除酵节，照我所吩咐你的，在雅毕月内所定的日期吃无酵饼7天，因为你是在这雅毕月内出了埃及。
So how do you keep from falling into this terrible mess? You want to get all the blessings of God and inherit all things, but there's a problem. You could fall down. What do you do to keep from falling down?
因为他们用什么来保证他们不跌倒呢？因为他们呢，就是说是神呢应许了要应许赐福给他们所有这些奇妙的东西。那么说在这之前呢，你怎样保持你不跌倒呢？
You keep following the Lord in the way that he prescribed.
所以呢，你要一直的跟从主，照着他向你描述的那样的方式。
What are you doing at party time?
在聚会的时候你在这干什么？
Well, you say, I'm going to spend 7 days at Pentecost. I'm going to go to Jerusalem for 7 days at Pentecost.
所以你说我要在五旬节的时候呢，我要去耶路撒冷城，我要在耶路撒冷城的时候呢，守7天的节。
I'll take my wife and family with me.
我要带我的妻子和孩子们跟我一起。And
we'll all go marching down to Jerusalem and we'll be there for 7 days.
所以呢，我们都要一起呢，行军走到耶路撒冷，在那里待7天。You
think those are good days?
你认为那些日子是好日子吗？
I spoke to my friend on Sunday morning, and we were just chatting a little.
今天早上我跟我的朋友讲话，我们聊了一下。He
said, you know, I used to live in this neighborhood, and frankly, he's told me many times, he was a bad boy.
今天他说，你知道吗？我就是住在这附近的，他告诉我很多次，他是个坏孩子。But
one day, somehow, his father said, you can go to a Bible camp.
所以呢，就有一天，他的父亲跟他说呢，你可以去参加一个圣经营会。He
went to that Bible camp, and he told me, he said, Harold, I never had so much fun in all my life.
所以呢，他去到了那个圣经营会，他告诉我，他说，Harold，你知道吗？在我整个人生里，我从来没有如此的乐趣。
He came home, he said to his father, I want to go again next year. He says, that was a wonderful time.
因为他回家呢，告诉他的父亲，他说我要再去那个营会，这个是非常奇妙的时刻。He
said, I spent a whole week at Bible camp.
他说我在那个一整个星期都在圣经营会。
Why do we have Bible camps even today?
因为我们为什么直到今天还有这样的圣经研会呢？
Because they're similar to the kinds of things they used to have in Jerusalem at the Feast of Passover. They were there for 7 days. They had their Bible camp right there in Jerusalem.
这个里面实际上就像类似的，在过去的时候，他们在逾越节的时候，在耶路撒冷城内有7天的那个圣经营会一样。
How are you going to get all the blessings that God wants to give you?
所以你怎样获得神呢？想要赐给你的所有的福气了？
How are you going to keep from falling into the terrible mess that Israel did fall in because they didn't believe this? They didn't separate themselves from the parties and from the relationships with the evil women.
所以你怎样不至于陷于那么大的混乱呢？就是说，其实是他们因为呢，就是他们没有去遵守这个上面所说的这样的一些事情，所以他们没有保持自己和别的那些女人们混在一起。
You go with the people of God, and you worship the Lord with them, and you rejoice with them.
所以你跟神的子民一起去跟他们在一起，然后呢，你跟他们一起相信，你们一起敬拜神。
Was it easy to go to this camp?
所以去那样的营会是容易的吗
？No.
不是。
You'd be there for a whole week.
你在那里待一整个星期。
You'd have to take your wife and family with you.
你必须带你的妻子和家人跟你一起去。
At least you wanted to. Not always. Not all did they. The rule wasn't you had to. The men had to go, but not always had the families to go.
至少呢，你想要那么去做，但是那个规则呢，是男性必须去，并不是说一定的整个家庭都要去。
You had to go.And that means you couldn't work on the farm.
你必须去，那个意味着呢，你不能种地。
And you didn't earn any money when you were there.
在那里时候，你赚不到一分钱。
And it was probably awkward and big changes.
那个有可能呢，这是非常的明显的一个大的改变。
But they went. Hallelujah.
但他们就去了，哈利路亚。
There are things that you can do to.Prepare yourself against the temptations that will come. Make sure that your only covenant is with God and not with the things in the world.
因为这些有些事情呢，你可以去预备，做了预防将要来的那样的就是诱惑。所以说你要确保呢，你只和神立约，而不是与其他的世界上的人去立约。
Verse 19, all that open the womb are mine.And every male firstling among your livestock, whether ox or sheep, it's going to be mine.
第十九节说，凡是母胎抽开所生的都是我的，一切牲畜投生的，无论是牛是羊，公的都是我的。
What's this mean?
这个什么意思？
It means you live a life in which every new good thing you get is dedicated to the Lord.
所以你要确保在你的人生里每一件美事你首先得到的都要把它献给主。
Why would you do that?
你为什么要那么做呢？
Well, if you were like Jacob, you'd say, if I do that, I'm going to get more.
因为如果你像雅各，你说如果我那么做的话，我会得到更多。
If I get one, I can do something with one. I can either keep it for myself and give it to the Lord.
因为我得到一个呢，我可以为这个做点什么，我会是自己留着，或者献给主。
But if I give it to the Lord, what am I going to get?
所以如果我把这个献给主，那我会得到什么
？I'm going to get 2 and 3 and 4 and 5.
我会得到2个、3个、4个、5个。
If I give it to the Lord first, He will give me more.
如果首先呢给主，那么他会赐给我更多。
Do you remember the story that illustrates that?
你记不记得有故事能够说明这一点呢？
Her name was Hannah.
她的名叫汉娜。
She prayed to the Lord, 1 Samuel chapter 1, 2, 3.
所以呢，她向主呢，就说是祷告，那个就是是撒母耳记的，就是说是一章的一二三。
She said, I haven't had any children.
她说呢，我还没有孩子。
My family are laughing at me. They're ridiculing me. They're mocking me. They're persecuting me.
因为我的家人呢，他们都在嘲笑我，他们呢就是说是蔑视我，他们迫害我，他们看不起我。
She said, "I want children, Lord."
主啊，我想要孩子。
And finally, she said, "Lord, if you give me a son, I'll give him back to you."
他坦率地说呢，他说主啊，如果您呢赐给我一个儿子，我会把他献给您。
Do you think she'd been reading this verse 19?
你认为他读过这个第十九节吗
？Anyway, she said, "I'll give you the son."
就不管怎么说，他呢把神把儿子给主了。
What did the Lord do?
主做了什么？
He gave her a son.
他也赐给他一个儿子。
What did she do?
他怎么做
？She gave him back to the Lord.
他把他还给了主。
What happened after that?
在那之后发生什么
？She had a few more sons and daughters. That's all.
他有更多的几个儿子几个女儿。
God says the first is mine.
神说呢，头生的都是我的。
All right, verse 20 says, "But the firstling of a donkey you shall redeem with a lamb, and if you will not redeem him, then you shall break his neck."
第二十节说，头生的驴要用羊羔代赎，若不代赎，就要打折他的颈项。
And I call that the 25-cent verse.
因为我把这个称为呢，就是说是25 cents， 就是那个一个。两毛五分钱的那个法律。
Because there was a Friday night a long time ago when I was sitting in the audience here.
因为这是很久以前，在一个星期五的晚上呢，我是坐在这里的观众之一。
And the preacher said, "I will give you 25 cents if you memorize that verse."
所以那个讲道人说呢，如果你把这节经文背下来，我会给你两毛五分钱。
And so a lot of us boys knew about it ahead of time. We put up our hands.
所以呢，我们中间很多人都提前都知道了，所以都举手了。
And the man gave 25 cents to this person, that person, the other person.
所以那个人呢，给这个孩子两毛五，给那个孩子两毛五，给那个两毛五。
And he never asked me.
他从来没问我。
And so when I went home that night, I said to my father, "I'm disappointed. I wanted 25 cents.And they never asked me. I didn't get 25 cents.
所以那天晚上呢，我回家，我跟我父亲说呢，我非常的失望。我想要两毛五分钱呢，他们从来没有把那两毛五分钱给我，他们甚至连问都没问过我。
So the next day, my father and I were downtown on Saturday afternoon.
所以呢，第二天就是说是我和我父亲在市中心的，在星期六的下午。
And walking up the street came the preacher from the night before.
所以呢，我们在那个街上走路，那个讲道人呢从对面走过来。
And we chatted.
我们聊天了。
And my father said to him, "You know, my son's very disappointed."
我父亲说，你知道吗？我儿子非常失望。
He said, "Well, what was wrong?"
他说呢，为什么失望
？He said he wanted to quote that verse.
他说他想要背那段经文。
And the man looked at me and he says, "Can you quote it?"
那个人看着我说，你现在能背吗
？I said, "Yeah, I can."
我说可以。
So I quoted it.
我说我背了。
What do you think he did?
你认为他做了什么
？He reached in his pocket and gave me 25 cents.
他从口袋里掏出两毛五分钱给了我。
Okay, is that an important verse?
这是一个重要的经文吗
？It says verse 20 again. "But the first thing of a donkey you shall redeem with a lamb, and if you will not redeem him,Then you shall break his neck."
第二节头半部分说呢，头生的驴要用羊羔代赎，若不代赎，就要打折他的颈项。
God gets the first of everything.
所以神呢要得到每一样东西的头一个。
And if you've got a donkey, that's got a lot of money attached to it.
所以呢，如果你有一头驴。这个驴呢，实际上是要值很多钱的。
If you had a lamb, what good would the lamb be?
所以如果你有个羊羔，那个羊羔有什么好处呢
？Well, you might get enough wool for a sweater.
所以你可能有足够的羊毛织个毛衣。
And you get a few some meat for a few meals.
所以呢，你要得到一些食物呢，吃好几顿。
But if you had a donkey,What would you get?
如果你有头驴，你会得到什么呢
？Well, you get an animal that would carry your loads for you and give you a ride everywhere you wanted to go for years and years and years.
因为你有一头动物，这个动物呢，可以呢帮你驮东西，你也可以骑它，就是不管你去哪里，你都可以骑着它，你会让你驮东西的持续很多年。
Where's the greater value?
那么哪一个价值更大呢？
Us in the donkey.
当然是驴了。
So if you want to keep the donkey, what do you have to do?
如果你要就是保留这个驴，你要做什么呢？
Sacrifice the lamb.
就献祭羊羔。
And so this preacher that night said to us, he said, you know, you boys, you girls, you're just like donkeys.
这个讲道人说，你们这些男孩女孩就像驴一样。
And just like the donkeys, you deserve to be killed.
所以你们就像驴一样呢，你们该被杀了。
But he said, if the Lord Jesus died for you instead, you could live. If you receive the Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ, instead of being killed, you can ask him to be your Savior, and he died for you, and so you can live.
所以他说，如果主耶稣基督为你而死，那你们就不用被杀。主耶稣基督是那个羊羔，如果你接受主耶稣基督那个羊羔，那作为你的救主，那他为你而死，你就不用去死了，你可以活下来。All
right, so the verse goes on and says, all the firstborn of your sons you shall redeem, and none shall appear before me empty-handed.
第二十节继续说，凡你头生的儿子都要数出来，谁也不可空手朝见我。
So he said, you're more valuable than a donkey, and so you redeem your sons as with the lamb the same way as the donkey would be redeemed with the lamb.
所以他说呢，你们比那个驴的价值要大得多，所以你们要把你的头生的儿子要赎出来，用一个羊羔，就像牛羊羔赎驴一样。
And another, now, of the rules to follow, if you want the Lord's blessing, 6 days you shall work, but on the seventh day you shall rest. In plowing time and in harvest you shall rest.
这个里面另外一个一条规则，如果你想要主呢赐福你的话，第二是就说你六日要做工，第七日要安息，是在公众收割的时候也要安息。
So would that be an easy commandment to keep?
这个是不是一个非常的容易守的诫命呢？
Well, in the middle of winter when it's raining, and you couldn't go to work on a Saturday, you'd say, that's okay, I couldn't do anything anyway.
因为冬季的中期呢，就是下雨，你说那你本来就不能去种地，所以呢，我会守这个规则，我就不去种地了。But
in plowing time, you'd say, if I don't plow, I'm going to lose. If I don't plow one seventh of the time, I will lose one seventh of my possible farm.
所以呢，在耕种的季节，你说呢？如果在耕种季节，我也七分之一的时间不去耕种的话呢，那么说呢，我的收成就会少七分之一。
And the argument would be in harvest, you can't do it either, which means you lose one seventh of your potential harvest.
这个里面呢，就是在耕种的，在收割的时候，同样是一样的。如果你呢，就是说七分之一的时间不去收割，你有可能损失潜在的七分之一的收成。
Have you noticed sometimes it's really easy and inexpensive to do what God wants?
因为呢，有时候呢，就是说你有没注意到呢？有时候呢，就是非常容易，那也不会发挥太多去守神的诫命呢。
And on other occasions, it's very expensive and very hard to do what God wants.
那另外一种情况下呢，是非常难，而且呢，非常昂贵的去做神要你做的事情呢。
So when do you do what God wants?
所以你什么时候去做神要你做的事情？
Answer, all the time, regardless of whether it's easy or expensive.
所以呢，答案是在所有的时间，不管它容不容易，昂不昂贵，都要做。
Verse 22, you shall observe the feast of weeks, of the first fruits of the wheat harvest, and the feast of ingathering at the year's end.
因为第二章节说，那要在收割初熟麦子的时候，要守七夕节，要在年底，要守收藏节。
Three vacations every year.
因为三个就是假期每一年。
At the Feast of Passover, you went to Jerusalem for a week.
所以在那个逾越节的时候呢，你要去耶路撒冷城呢，一个星期。
At the Feast of Pentecost, you went to university for, sorry, to Jerusalem for a couple of days.
因为就是在那个五旬节的时候呢，你要去耶路撒冷城呢好几天。
And at the Feast of Wheat Harvest, the Feast of Ingathering, you ended up in Jerusalem for another week.
因为在那个收藏节的时候呢，你要最后在耶路撒冷城呢待另外一个星期。
It's interesting. Where did holidays originate? Whose idea is holidays?
因为就是非常有意思，这些假日，假日的主意是从哪里来的呢？假日是怎么定的呢？
Raise your hand if you like holidays.
如果你喜欢节假日，举手。
Yeah, sure, I like holidays. Sure, okay.
是，我当然喜欢节假日了。
So, where did they come from?
他们从哪里来的？
Well, God instituted holidays.
所以神设立了节假日。
Why are vacations called holidays?
为什么我们的假期称之为节假日呢？
Well, holiday is simply holy day. A holy day. That's what the original holidays were. They were holy days.
所以呢，节假日呢，就英语来说就是 holy day， 是圣洁的日子。这就是为什么这个节假日是怎么来的。You
want to enjoy your vacations? Make them holy days.
所以你想要享受你的假期吗？把它们都变成圣洁的日子。You
know what the devil says?
你知道魔鬼说什么？
The devil says, if you really want fun, take a vacation and do a bunch of bad things.
所以魔鬼说，那你如果真的想要去享受的话，那你去放个假，去干所有的坏事。
If you've got a vacation, they say, go to Las Vegas.
如果你有那个假期，他们说去拉斯维加斯。
You can do lots of bad things in Las Vegas. Make your vacations sinful days.
所以呢，就是说你可以在拉斯维加斯干很多的坏事，把你的假期变成那个最恶贯满盈的日子。So
don't always ask people, what are you going to do on your holidays?
所以呢，不要总是问人家你在节假日在干什么。You
can ask them, what are you going to do in your sinning days?
所以你可以简单问说你在犯罪的日子在干什么。And
say, what do you mean?
问你说什么意思？
Well, that those days of vacations when God wants you to be holy on them, you're going to go and sin.
你说那些就是说是假期的时候，神要你把这些日子变成圣洁的日子，你却在那些假期里去犯罪。
All right, so verse 23, did we read it? Three times in the year, all your men shall appear before the Lord, the Lord God of Israel.
第二十三节说，你们一切男丁要一年三次朝见主耶和华以色列的神。For
I will cast out the nations before you, and enlarge your borders. Neither will any man covet your land when you go up to appear before the Lord your God three times in the year.
第二十四节说，我要从你们面前赶出列国，扩张你们的境界。你一年三次上去朝见耶和华你神的时候，并没有人贪慕你的地土。
The Lord says, you honor me, you come and serve me, and I will make sure nobody's going to attack you when you're away.
这个主说呢，你来尊敬我，你来服侍我，但是我确保，当你离开的时候呢，没人去攻击你的地。
All right, so, Verse 25, you shall not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leaven, nor shall the sacrifice of the feast of the Passover be left until morning.
第二十五节说，你不可将我祭物的血和酵一同献上，逾越节的祭物也不可留到早晨。So,
you shall not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leaven.
所以呢，你不可将我的祭物和血呢和酵一同献上。
What's that mean?
这个什么意思？
Well, leaven is a, from a natural point of view, it's like yeast. You put it into bread, and it spreads and grows, and the bread is light and fluffy.
因为酵呢，其实从我们的自然的角度去看呢，它是个酵母，因为酵母呢混在那个面团里面，它就会发起来，变得蓬松。
And frankly, it tastes good.
坦率说呢，吃起来也好吃。
But it's in the Bible, it's always a picture of sin.
但是在圣经里呢，同样是一个那个罪的途径。
So, verse 25 again, you shall not offer the blood of my sacrifice with sin.
第25节，你不可将我祭物的血和酵一同献上。
Some people say, if I'm pretty good, I can be pretty bad at the same time, and I'll still, on average, I'll be even better.
因为有些人说呢，我可以呢，就是说是也在好和我在好的同时去干坏事。如果呢，我把这个好事和坏事平衡一下呢，我可能还算个好人。
I've done 5 good things, and if I do 2 bad things, I'll still have 3 good things to my credit. I think that's what I'll do. I'll have just a little bit of this and a little bit of that, but mostly I'll do good things.
在这个里面呢，说我可以干5件好事，再干2件坏事。那么说呢，这样呢，我仍然呢，除掉以后，仍然呢干了3件好事，所以呢，我仍然是个好人。所以呢，就是说我可以同时干坏事又干好事。
And the Lord says, no, you don't do that. You do good things, and you don't do any bad things.
就是说呢，不，你不能那么做，你要做只做好事，不能做坏事。
Sometimes you'll meet somebody who says to you, that happened here at the chapel once. Somebody came and said, I'd like to give you $1,000.
这个什么呢？有时候呢，在这里发生过，在我们教堂里发生过。有人进来说呢，我想给你1000块钱。
We said, why would you want to give us $1,000?
我说你为什么要给我们1000块钱？
Well, he said, actually, I did something bad and I feel bad, so I think I should give the church $5,000.
他是说我干了一个坏事，我心里感觉非常不好，所以呢，我觉得我要给教会1000块钱，我心里安一点，所以不要干坏事。All right,
the last half of 25 now says, nor shall the sacrifice of the feast of Passover be left until morning.
所以第25节的后半部分说，逾越节的祭物也不可留到早晨。
Sometimes it's important that you do what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it.
所以呢，有说你必须去做你该做的事，要在什么时候去做呢？
And the Passover was to be held on the 14th day.
所以呢，就是逾越节是呢，在那个第14天开始。
The 14th day of the month, that's when you do it.
一个月的第14天开始，这就是你要去做。
All right, verse 26, the feast of the first fruits of your land you shall bring to the house of the Lord your God.
第26节说，地里首先出熟之物要送到耶和华你神的家。
Okay, that's what you do. And then the last line says, you shall not boil a young goat in its mother's milk.
你这个呢，就是你应该做的。那么说下一步是什么呢？下一句说不可用山羊，不可用山羔母亲的奶煮山羊羔。
So we've gone down the list of a lot of commands, starting where we back back to verse 11. Observe what I command you this day.
这里面呢，就是到目前为止，我们呢修了很多的法律。从这个第11节开始呢，就是说你我今天所吩咐你的，你要守谨守。Okay,
so you go all the way down this list. Which is the most important rule you've seen so far?
因为你把这所有的这个表往下看的时候，列表，那么你看到的最重要的一条是什么呢？
Well, here's one. At the end of verse 25, you shall not boil a young goat in its mother's milk. Is that the most important rule you've seen?
所以这里是一条，就是说是第26节说呢，不可用山羊羔母亲的奶煮山羊羔。这是你看它最重要的一条吗？
No, it's not the most important. Is it important?
不是，这不是最重要的。它重要吗？
Yes. 当然重要。 Most important?
最重要吗？ No. 不是。
What happened if you did boil the young goat in its mother's milk? What would happen?
如果你真的把山羊羔在它山羊羔的母亲的奶里煮了，会发生什么呢？
Well, I'm not sure. You might even get sick. I don't know.
我不是很确定，你可能生病。I've
never done it because you're not supposed to do it.
所以那就是说我从来没这么做过。
But you might get sick if you did it.
你不该那么做，你要那么做，你可能生病。
What does it mean?
这什么意思呢?
It means you shouldn't boil a goat's milk, a goat in its mother's milk. You're going to cook a goat, you put them on a rotisserie, and you roast them.
也就是说明呢，你不能用那个山羊母亲的奶来去煮山羊羔。你要想去煮山，你要想去吃山羊羔吗？你把它放到一个火上，你去烤来吃。
You put them on a frying pan, chop it up, put them in a frying pan and fry them.
你能把它剁成碎块，在那个锅里把它煎一下。
You put them in his mother's milk and boil them? No, don't do that.
你把它放到他母亲的羊奶里去煮吗？不，你不要那么做。
Did you know this is one of the most important laws in the whole of Israel today?
你们知不知道这个是当今在以色列最重要的一条法律呢？
The Jew says that this verse means you're not supposed to have any milk associated with any milk, sorry, with any meat in any kitchen in the country.
所以呢，犹太人呢，他们说呢，你不应该在他们国家的任何的餐厅里，同时呢，喝牛奶又吃肉，这样在厨房里都不可以放在一起。
You say, excuse me, that's not what this verse says. It doesn't say you can't have any milk associated with any meat in any kitchen.
你这个人，你说对不起啊，这句经文并没有这么说呢，就是说是他并没有说呢，你不可以在任何的厨房里把那个羊啊，把那个奶和那个肉的同时放在一起呀、
啊。Oh, the Jew today says, I know we know what it says, but really what it means is you're not supposed to have any meat and any milk in the same kitchen.
所以呢，有的人说呢，那我们知道他的意思，你不应该把任何的肉和任何的奶放在一起。在任何的厨房。
And so if you go to Israel today and you say to somebody, I would like to have a beef steak and a glass of milk, please.
你如果今天你去了以色列呢，你去一个餐厅，你说呢，我想要一块牛排和一杯牛奶。
And they say you can have one or the other, but you can't have both in this country.
但是你可能你可以要其中的任何一样，但是在我们国家你不可能两样同时要。
What is another way of going against God?
所以什么是另外一条路去反对神的?
Take a verse of scripture, say that it doesn't mean really what it says, tell the people what you think it means, and then force the entire country to follow your fallacious interpretation. That's what the Jews are doing today.
所以呢，你从圣经里拿一节经文神说的话，然后呢去自己做解释，解释呢就是解释到本来不应该是他本来的意思，按照你自己的意思解释，然后命令整个国家照着这样去做，这就是当今以色列所做的。
Well, our time is gone. We're going to come back to this verse again because it's so important to the Jews today. We'll come back next week, but our time is gone now. Don't pretend.That you know what the Bible says. Don't say, if God really were smart, he wouldn't have said that. He would have said what I think he should have said. And therefore, I've got to obey, and you've got to obey everything that I think God should have said if he would have been smart as me and said it.
这个里面呢，就是说是这节经文非常重要，我们时间也到了，所以下个星期我们再来学。所以你不要说认为呢，就是圣经里经文说呢，神呢如果如此的聪明，他不会在圣经里这么说，他应该这么说。不要把你的话呢，就是说是说成是神的话，拿一节经文自己去解释，然后呢强迫其他的人去做。
There is a way that seems right to a man. The end thereof are the ways of death.
所以那有一条路人以为正，但是那条路的终点是死。
All right, let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for the Bible.
主啊，我们感谢圣经。
And Lord, these stories take place a long time ago.
主啊，这些故事呢，在很久以前发生的。
And really, it's a discussion between God and Moses that Moses is going to have to pass on to the people. But Lord, it's relevant for us.
所以主啊，这个真的是那个耶和华和摩西之间的谈话，那个耶和华要摩西呢把这些传给他的子民，但是这跟我们当今呢还是有关的。
Lord, would you make us simple people, please? So simple that we say, Lord, tell me what I'm supposed to do. I'm going to try to do it.
所以呢，简单的如此程度，就是说主啊，求你告诉我要去做什么，我就会去做。
So thank you, Lord. We pray. Bless us. Yes, bless us, everyone, according to our needs. We give thanks in Jesus' name.
所以感谢主，求您赐福给我们，按照我们每一个人的需要，我们现在感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.